Well, at one point, it was thought that Andrew Romanoff would run for this congressional seat during the 2012 election. Jody, that clearly did not happen. So now he's looking ahead to 2014. What's the advantage to starting his campaign just 3 months after the last election?
One of them is the fact that Romanoff, who you know, was very popular and a lot of people liked him, but one of the problems they had with him was that he was so indecisive about his political plans. He waited for weeks and months and deliberated and thought about things, and by the time he decided, months had passed and other candidates had gotten into the race. So I think this is kind of a new, mature Andrew Romanoff, at least in terms of his decision-making ability. And there's been some talk of a couple other candidates, at least, thinking about getting into the race. Former State House member Karen Middleton of Aurora and State Senator Linda Newell of Arapahoe County. I think Romanoff's early entrance into this race at least could impede that they're getting into it, or at least make them think about it a little bit more. And of course, you know, the first person in usually gets most of the advantage.
Now, you mentioned that Andrew Romanoff is popular, which he was during his time as Speaker of the State House. But there was some battle lines drawn when he was running in the primary with Michael Bennett for that Senate seat back in 2010, where you kind of split the Democratic Party a little bit. Have wounds healed since then?
You know, for the most part, probably. But Middleton, as an example of what you're just talking about, thinks that they're still underlining and that that could be something that plays into this race. But politics is funny. 2 years is a long time, and I know from Michael Bennett's perspective, he's been very laudatory about Romanoff, and I think enough time has passed, and I think the Democrats really want to get this CD6 seat that perhaps they'll forget about some of the bad taste that was left in their mouths and maybe unite behind one candidate.
Well, you brought up the fact Democrats want this seat. Now, this is not the same district that Mike Kaufman has been used to. It's not as much of a Republican stronghold. And during this last go-around, the Democrat in that race, Joe McClosey, narrowly lost. And McClosey was largely an unknown candidate. But Romanoff is a completely different candidate where it comes in with some of that name recognition and that popularity.
Nationally, the Democrats are pretty keen on the fact that they can take the seat. Just last week, for instance, their House Majority PAC announced that Kaufman was one of 10 of the most vulnerable Republicans in the country in 2014. They called him a Tea Partier, like Michelle Bachmann, and they said that the Republican incumbents like Kaufman should be shaking in their boots. They also pledged to spend a lot of money on these 10 races in particular, including the CD6 race. And I think Kaufman is now on notice that it's going to be a targeted seat, and it's going to be one that the Democrats really hope to capture.
And what has been the Republican response to Romanoff's weekend announcement?
Well, the National Republican Campaign Committee issued a statement dissing Romanoff. He doesn't even live in the district, they pointed out, which, by the way, is not necessary to run for Congress. But they also said that Kaufman is very strong on the economy and that they look forward to his continued representation. Democrats say, we'll see.
Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope-Strogoff is publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.